Adam, a solid point, please, with that?
Yeah, it's on the road and not been beaten again, so it's another point on the board for us. We were superb in the first 30, 35 minutes, probably deserved a little bit more. Then the momentum swung for us, and we didn't really deal with that in the last part of the first half. We tightened it up a little bit second half, and there was really nothing in it. We felt a lot more defensively stable second half, and away from home we played on the counter a little bit, and we probably should have won it at the end.
Yeah, you could have. I mean, Christian Pearce had that chance at the end, and Matt Green had one as well, but was a draw a fair result?
Overall, I think, yeah. I think when we look at the balance of play, I think there was nothing in it second half. I think it was it was a very balanced game second half, and the take of the first half, if we were better in the 18-yard box attacking-wise, we probably would have converted our possession into more goals. But that's the next level for us, and with time we'll get there.
Good to see Adam Chapman get his off the mark since coming back to the Stags with that audacious free kick from 35-40 yards. Is it the sort of thing that you could think could kick him on and start picking up more goals?
He's more of a dictator of play than he is a goal scorer. I know when he come in on loan, he had me sitting behind him so he could do what he wanted. At the minute, he's the skipper, and he's got to organise and dictate to other people. So it's one that I think he was going to cross it until I told him to shoot. We had the wind at that point.
Oh, you told him?
Yeah, it was one of them ones that if you've got the wind and you're not going to have a pop from there, then you'd be foolish. So he listened to me for once.
What are you making of him as a captain? The likes of Lee Collins is back in the team now, and earlier in the season you'd have given him the armband, but you've stopped with Chappie.
Yeah, it's one of them because of Lee's injury. Obviously, we had Hunty, who's a senior pro, and then Hunty's got injured, so Chappie's took the mantle. And I think Chappie's been performing well, and the extra responsibility throughout his career has needed that. And I think it gets the best out of him. It gives him a discipline. And we're fortunate enough that people like Lee and Hunty, Jamie Maguire, the leaders within the camp. And for us to progress to the next level, we're going to need 17, 18 of them.
One of the things that I found quite curious today was when Greeny stood in front of the goalkeeper, the keeper kicked it off his backside, it nearly went in the back of the net. The Cambridge players all complained, but funnily enough, a few weeks ago, Roy Carroll did the exact same thing. Cambridge scored from it. Did you see that? And was that an instruction going into the game?
Yeah, it's one of them things, isn't it? You obviously look at everything, and it's one of them off-chance things, isn't it? And we, like you say, we didn't see him complaining a couple of weeks ago, but they, if we'd be complaining if it was to us, but you never know with these things. And I think if it would have gone in, it would have been a big talking point.
That was something that you picked up on then and tried to implement it today here.
Yeah, there was a couple of things from that game, if we're being totally honest, that we looked at and thought, that's interesting. And I think first 30, 35 minutes, the game plan was implemented really well. I think the decision for Blairy and what he did in that first half an hour was exceptional. I think if we would have made better use of the territory we had, we'd probably go into half-time with another goal on the score sheet. But overall, another point away from home, not been beaten, and it sets us up nicely for the Christmas period with two games we want to go into and set up to win.
Good stuff. Merry Christmas.
Merry Easter.